This has kind of been ideal so far for soybeans production fields. I've never seen them look so uniform green, and looks like when everything finishes off, we're going to have a pretty good crop here.
And really, across Wisconsin, we're pretty well on pace here, maturity-wise, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, we've had some dry areas, you know, and that's kind of shortened up the crops, but now the conditions have been pretty stable. Mm-hmm. In fact, borderline really good, because now we're starting to get rains to finish a lot of crops off. And then, you know, we had kind of a nice temperatures, not too hot. You know, too hot can be bad.
Well, and this rain is almost ideal to fill out soybeans right now.
Oh, yeah. This is ideal soybean conditions right now.
Let's talk about something. You've got a couple of new varieties on the soybean side of things here.
I think the one that's kind of interesting for us for this area is we have one that Roundup Ready 2 that we really think is going to handle white mold really good, the RS205 NR2. And, you know, that's kind of we've had good resistance in or tolerance in most of our varieties, but, you know, still we haven't really seen the one that really shines when the white mold comes along, and this one looks to be that. So that's kind of interesting. Couple of varieties, we're seeing some of our existing varieties kind of go early. We've got some new lines that are like earlier versions of some of the later ones, which really kick out some yield. So yield-wise, you know, we're moving into some late ones, maturity-wise, that look phenomenal as far as your yield potential.
What's been the big reason for the increase? Because, I mean, it used to be you didn't plant soybeans in Zone 1.
You know, for Wisconsin, it's again, it's back to a rotation. You know, rotation's good. It breaks up that corn-on-corn cycle. And yield-wise, you know, they've been doing very well. And the other thing is, in Wisconsin especially, you don't have this disease pressure that some of the other older existing soybean acres have. Not that Wisconsin's that not necessarily new anymore as far as soybean as a crop, but it's, you know, pretty nice condition.
Have you seen much for pests and for disease this year?
You know, we actually suspect or anticipating some white mold showing up, but that really didn't seem to materialize. We're just starting to see a few aphid pockets, but I think now that we got the rains, that will knock kind of the aphids down. And it's also kind of getting late in the season that the aphids probably aren't going to do that much damage at this point, unless they're really bad.
And the cool temperatures have helped a lot.
Yeah, for the most part. You know, aphids are the biggest problem when there's a stress environment. It's kind of interesting. That's an interesting insect in that. When it gets stressful, the females will actually put more wings on, and
really?
They'll fly around more, and then they become more of a problem. When the conditions are good, they don't move, and then they stay more localized and don't do that much damage. Kind of strange.
Anything that particularly stood out for you this year? This was kind of a unique year of the last three.
Right now, what I guess is standing out is uniformity from early to late right now. You're not really seeing a lot of height difference. You're not seeing a lot of color difference. It's just, everything looks good.
And as you mentioned, you drive across the upper Midwest, and boy, it looks good all over, doesn't it?
Yeah, for the most part, you know, when the bean fields are out there, they look really good. Corn, especially in this kind of core area, Wisconsin, you know, kind of spreading out both directions from here, looks really good. It's really when you get far west that it starts getting dried up, and you know, they have some problems out there, it seems, but you know, it's been a pretty good season.
Speaking of far west, you guys have been expanding and been growing quite substantially here the last couple of years. How's that going?
Well, time will tell. But no, we're in Nebraska in a big way now, and you know, we've kind of expanded out in the Dakotas and fairly a little further south into more Kansas, Missouri, and so we'll see.
Now, a year ago, you were kind of featuring what you were doing at this facility. It's all up and running now. How's it working?
Well, good. We put a $12 million new processing tower up just for soybeans only, and the old tower is going to be doing the corn just solely now. We started running that this winter, and that's been really good because, you know, we're kind of bursting at the seams. So we needed some more space and more capacity.
It's got to be a tough decision. I mean, your company is a long history in this area. And when do you decide to expand, and in which direction do you decide to expand?
For us, the expansion was a little bit more, not necessarily of our choosing, but it was because the people we could get were good quality people. We went out west, and they had more of a track record as far as, they've been in the business themselves, and we could hire these guys, mm-hmm. and that was kind of why we decided to go that way. It's still a natural fit for us. It's, you know, east and west is pretty easy to go because you're still talking the same maturity groups. It's when you start pushing south that you have to add a lot of new products on, that products you probably aren't that familiar with. So it's more of a battle when you go north to south than east to west.
This is still a people business, isn't it?
Oh God, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's companies have decided to other, you know, in our business have decided to abandon that, and that's going to be their business model. It's not going to be our business model. We're still about people.